I really hate the moon, and I'll die in there.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Monday night Missing Persons broadcast with Lorna Munson and Bobby Ormsby. Welcome. Before we get into our show, please be sure to check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Before you click on that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defender 7. Check out and subscribe to our website, all lowercase letters, www.defender7.com. On our website, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So please, by all means, purchase something from our store or click that donate button. Help us to help you and your community in time of need. Check out and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're on MeWe. Click on Organizations. Scroll down. Defender 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Yes, that's right, folks. We are not a militia. Tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call in and participate in the show. And that number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Too shy to talk on the phone. We're also live right here on Blog Talk inside our chat room during all of our broadcasts. Missing persons, yes, that's our Monday nights that we do the show. Many are trafficked. Some are runaways that become trafficked. And there are also a lot that are missing and murdered. All the cases that we see and share, I only ask in return for anybody that checks into our broadcasts and on our groups, share all missing persons flyers everywhere. If you know something, say something. If you're too afraid to send your information to the authorities, reach out to Lorna Munson or myself, Bobby Ormsby, and we'll see to it that the proper authorities get it. Once again, just please, let's help bring them all home. Give these families some closure. I know it gets out of hand year after year, but it just seems the past 2 years, it's really added up. So, join us. Chime in if you want, and allow me to bring in my sidekick, my major ass pain, Ms. Lorna Munson.
And the crowd goes wild. Rah!
Well,
I might have to dip out here and there depending on what's going on with Dad.
Yeah, yeah, that's no problem.
Yeah.
That's not a problem at all. I just hope they figure everything out before they discharge.
Yeah, hopefully if it's that cyst thing, that they'll just go in and drain it and he'll be back to normal.
Yeah.
Or that lesion.
I pray that happens. Yep.
Yeah, they should have done it when they first seen it. I don't get that.
Oh, well, the insurance company needs to find out first.
Yeah, and it's not life-threatening, so they're not going to pay for it. Like the last time when
assholes.
He had his stroke. I know. Yeah. There we go. Hello. All right. Well, I'm ready to rock and roll. How about you?
I'm getting there.
Black and as normal, I see.
You got room to talk.
Yep. Yuppers.
Here. All right. Our first one, Tyron Wynn. Tyron Wynn is missing and could be in Charlotte or the surrounding areas. He's an unknown male answered his phone and hung up. Tyron is missing and could be in Charlotte or the surrounding area. An unknown. Okay, well, I just read that. He's been missing since January 11, 2023. He's 30 years old, black male, 5'9" to 5'10", 160 pounds, medium complexion. His hair is lengthy and black. It looks like it's in corn rolls. His eyes are brown. He does have a light mustache, goatee, and beard. Anyone with any information, please contact the Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department at 704-336-4978. And that's in North Carolina.
I got Liliana Arden. Missing from, this is a funny name, a town, Manassas, Virginia. Missing since January 12, 2023 from, or I already said where. She's 17 years old, female, white, black hair, brown eyes, 220 pounds. She was last seen wearing a cream-colored pea coat, orange sweatshirt, black sweatpants, and white Crocs. She has a nose piercing and her hair has been dyed red. Any information, call 911 or Prince William County Police Department at 703-792-6500.
Robert and Lavetta Proctor were last seen in Grand Island, Nebraska on January 13, 2023. They are traveling in a blue 2007 Chrysler Pacifica with Navy 1030 license plate. Robert suffers from dementia and has blood pressure issues. Lavetta has issues driving at night and becomes disoriented. Family is extremely worried about their well-being. They do not have their cell phones, debit cards, or their medication. Robert is 89 years old, white male, gray hair, brown eyes, 5'9", 145 pounds, wears glasses. Lavetta is age 92, gray hair, blue eyes, 5'2", 180 pounds, also wears glasses. If you have any information, please contact the Aurora Police Department at 402-694-5815.
Okay. Eric Younggreen, 36-year-old white male, 6'1", approximately 140 pounds, lean build, hair brown shoulder length at the time. Last seen March 22nd, 2022 at 5:30 p.m. in San Francisco, near the University of San Francisco. Left truck in San Francisco, probably hitchhiked to Hugo County. Worked there a few years ago. He is listed in the National Missing Persons Database. Usually wears a baseball cap with a black with a skull on it. He might not speak, but will write on paper to communicate. He is very polite and respectful soul. Plays guitar, piano, drums, surfer, rock climber, hiker. His motto is peace, love, music. Help find Eric Younggreen. Any information, call 909-744-4199.
And this next one sounds like a very suspicious to me. Haywood County, Tennessee. The Haywood County Sheriff's Office is attempting to locate a missing 34-year-old female, Brittany Anderson Watson, was last seen around the hours of 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. at 3317 Hillville Loop on January 7, 2023, in Haywood County, Tennessee. Her truck was found parked with a flat tire off of exit 52. She was last seen wearing jeans and a gray hoodie. The sheriff's office is also looking for her husband, Kevin Watson. Mr. Watson's truck was located in the Big Eddy area. He may be armed and may be suicidal. If you have any information on the location, please contact the Haywood County Sheriff's Office at 731-772-6158. Brittany is a white female, 34 years old, shoulder length brown hair, 5'9", 130 pounds. They don't have a description for her husband, though.
Hillsboro, Missouri. Brittany Erisman, 32 years old. She's white, female, brown hair, hazel eyes, 5'4", 150 pounds. Any information, call the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office at 636-797-5000 or the Missouri State Highway Patrol Missing Persons Clearinghouse at 866-362-6422.
And this next one is a cold case from 2017. Family no close to finding man who went missing in 2017. Chase Lackey's father says he believes someone is to blame for his son's disappearance, and he is asking the community to help him get answers. Article July 1st, 2019. 2 years later, the family of a young man who vanished without a trace while walking his dog is no closer to finding him. Lackey was last seen on July 1st, 2017 outside his apartment at 6200 East Sam Houston Parkway near Wallaceville Road in northeast Harris County, the east side of Houston, Texas. The family of a man missing since July 2017 is asking for the public's help in finding him. He was letting his dog Champ out to run around the green space. Him and the dog both haven't been seen since, said Chase's father, Craig Lackey. His keys, cell phone, and wallet were found inside his apartment, which had no sign of forced entry. His truck was found untouched. After 2 years with no answers, no movement in his case, his family is growing desperate. This heartbreak grows with each day and each year that their son and brother remains missing. I miss him, and I hope someone comes forward with something. That's all I'm asking, because I just want him back, Brother Seth Lackey said. The 25-year-old who spent years on the baseball fields was dedicated to his close-knit family of four siblings. The Harris County Sheriff's Office calls his disappearance suspicious and suspecting foul play. There is a reward of $10,000 leading to Chase's whereabouts or the person involved with his disappearance. Now, where's his info at? Okay, Chase is a white male, 26 years old, 5'10", brown hair, brown eyes, has a tattoo of a cross on his left shoulder blade and tattoos on his right arm. He has Chinese letters tattooed on his right rib and written scriptures tattooed on his left arm. He had, at the time of his disappearance, his hair was short. He had a light goatee and a light mustache, and a light goatee with a beard and a light mustache. Any information on his disappearance, or you're asked to call, where's it at? There, Dominic. Harris County Sheriff's Office in Texas at 713-755-7426.
Are you done?
I'm done. You done?
No, I'm just starting. LaDane Williams. He's black. He's 17. He's 5'10". Black hair. 195 pounds. Brown eyes. He's got a tattoo of North End on his neck. And I'm my brother's keepers on his right arm. LaDane left his residence without permission and failed to return home. He was last seen wearing a gray jogging suit and black Timberland boots. He was missing from the 900 block of Marston. Last seen on Saturday, December 24, 2022, at approximately 1 a.m. Oops, wrong one. Oh, here it is. Any information, call Detroit, Michigan's 3rd Precinct at 313-596-1340 or 911.
County Sheriff's Office in Maryland. Help bring Robert McVeigh home. Age 37, white male. Brown hair, short, brown eyes, 5'11", 190 pounds. He was last seen on January 13th near the 8800 block of Challenge Walk, Walkersville. He was last seen wearing a black leather jacket, black jeans, black and white Jordan shoes. He has tattoos on his face and neck. He also has a light mustache and a light, scruffy beard. For any information that can help us find him, contact the FCSO at 301-600-1046.
Oh, my turn?
Hello.
I got a cold case with Michael David and Anita Jr. He's born February 19th, 1991. He's male, American Indian. He's 5'8", 150 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. Last date of contact is November 23rd, 2013. Missing from Sawyer, Minnesota. He was last seen at the Sawyer store. He sometimes traveled to St. Paul, Minneapolis area. He has not been seen or heard from since. Any information, call the Carlton County Sheriff's Office at 218-384-3236.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. 25-year-old Nia Rath was last seen at a bus stop located on Frankstown and Duff Road near McDonald's. She was wearing a black coat with fur on the hood, gray sweatpants, and three-quarter inch tie-up light brown Uggs. According to Nia's mother, she planned to take the bus 77 Pat Transit to an unknown location and hasn't been seen or heard from since. Nia has epilepsy and she's in need of medication. She's been missing since December 28th, 2022. She's a black female, 25 years old, medium complexion, 5'10", 120 pounds, black shoulder length hair, brown eyes. She does wear eyeglasses. Anyone with information, please contact Penn Hills Police Department at 412-342-1167.
And here's another quote.
Before you do another one, I'm still waiting for to hear back. But apparently they pulled a vehicle out of one of the creeks right around the corner from me. And the coroner was there. So I'm guessing there was a body in the car.
That just happened down here too, didn't it, Mike?
Yeah.
Yesterday?
Yep, they stole it. They drove it down the creek and it they got stuck right at the end of my block.
Yeah, they stole this big old Suburban and drove it down the creek, and they got stuck, and which nobody died. But
we had another one. There was another one yesterday that's been missing, that the car itself was stolen in 2019.
Oh, wow.
On the same creek.
Wow.
So they pulled two cars, one yesterday and then one this morning.
And then we just had that. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
And just a week ago, Ashley's girlfriend got rear-ended. The dude got out and was going to carjack her car. And if he hadn't taken the keys with her and ran off, he'd have got it.
You hear that one?
Damn. Yeah.
Now,
the one back took off in his car. He came back and jumped in the car, started it up, and got the hell out of there.
Yeah, that was
what they do. Wow. They bump you from behind. You get out, check insurance. Nope, that's not what this is. Taking your car.
No, it's what they call
a
bump and run.
Yep.
If she hadn't grabbed the keys, she wouldn't own that car today.
Right.
She was smart. She was thinking. Her head was on a swivel. She figured it out after it fucked up on her. But
right.
Bump you from behind, get out, change insurance numbers. Nope, I'm taking your car.
Yep. And that's what we try to put out too. is, you know, you definitely nowadays have to have your head on a swivel. I can't express it enough to not just my wife and my daughter, my daughters, but any females, any males. I mean, it don't matter nowadays. It's just getting worse.
Situational awareness. Keep your head
exactly.
On it. Situational awareness. Just know, look around, be constantly head on a swivel. You can, if something creepy's happening, your inner God sending you a signal saying this is not right, and when you go, this ain't right, then get the fuck out of there or stand and fight. However it unfolds, but
right.
Run first, fight, or how does that go? Run first, hide, or fight in that
fight.
Order.
Fight or flight.
Yep.
Have a sword and know how to not pull it.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, and then that Danucci guy got killed out at the blacksmith shop, that bar I grew up in. I don't know how he got dead. But they said there was a confrontation, so I'm assuming it's from a fight.
Right. Yeah, but I bet you later on you're going to find out that he was probably ganged up on, and they probably beat him so bad.
And that could be too. That's kind of the motive with the natives around here.
That,
and I'm not saying that it's
happening.
Them that did it, but that happens a lot back home.
Right, but that's happening even down here, and it's a mixture. It's not just one group. It's just been going on.
See here, up here, it is kind of one group. It is absolutely one group, and you know what? I want to put in a missing persons report. We are missing so many police in Minneapolis. It's so fucking sad. You absolutely are on your own. When they say seconds count, police are minutes away, they're fucking an hour away here. We have lost
right.
A third of our, we were 850 somewhere in there, and they said, we don't support defund the police. We don't support defund the police. These are our elected officials. These are the fuckers that are running this thing. And they say, no, we didn't say that. We can look back and see video where they said that. And we are down to like 450, 500 in a city the size of Minneapolis. That means each police officer has, I don't know, what is that? Like, 80,000 people.
And the deaths of the officers nowadays is getting ridiculous again, because people are not fearing them. They're just getting pulled over and they're pulling their guns out and they're shooting these cops because these idiot Democratic DAs put a little walkthrough. Freaking swinging door on the jails.
Revolving
one door, out the other. Yep.
Prosecutors, judges, revolving door. Cops can arrest the same guy a whole bunch of times. If prosecutors say no, judge says no, out he goes, and now he's mugging you.
And now they're also finding that even corrections officers are just letting them out the freaking door, saying that, you know, oh well, we got word that the release date was today.
Huh. And what cities are getting crumbled like this? What cities are really fucked up? They got no police. They got no. There's no balance. It's everything is got. The Democrat run cities. like Minneapolis.
Exactly. It's all blue states.
Chicago. Look at Los Angeles.
All your major cities. Your major city.
You walk through Los Angeles. I've seen videos of Los Angeles. The guy says, I'm glad you can't smell this on video because.
Yep.
That's an American city. One of the biggest American cities.
Yep. And it's, and look who's in charge of it.
Gavin Newsom. And they tried to get him out. Remember?
And who's above him? Who's above him? Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, she's not Speaker of the House anymore, but she sure is Senator of San Francisco.
Yep.
Tech giants.
All right,
oh,
let's
well.
Get back to this.
All right. I got... Wyoming, Michigan. It's a cold case. She went missing. She went missing at 31 years old. She'd be 50 now, female. 5'11 to 6 feet, 135 to 145 pounds. Brown hair, brown eyes. She's American Indian, Alaskan Native. And she, tribe enrollment is affiliation. She was last seen at approximately 11 p.m. in the vicinity of 2900 block of Clyde Park Avenue, southwest in Wyoming, Michigan, walking eastbound on 28th Street. She's got pierced ears. She's got a scar on the inside right ankle and a scar under her chin. She had short sleeve white knit pullover shirt, black sweatpants, and with big bing bang written in pink across the seat of her pants. Long black cotton stretch coat. She had glasses with gold colored wire frames. She had black slip on shoes and medium heels. She had a necklace with a cross pendant. Any information? Call the Kent County Sheriff's Department at 616-632-6246. Lori Brusky at Regional Program Specialist at 817-718-7904 or RTI International at 919-541-5828 or the Regional Program Specialist contact. Oh, that's the same. Same thing. That's it. That's all I got.
Roanoke County, Virginia. The Roanoke County Police Department is attempting to locate a missing 27-year-old female, Katie Rose Freeman, was last seen in the Vinton, Roanoke County, Virginia area on January 10, 2023. She may be in the company of a 33-year-old male. She was last seen wearing a blue jacket and jeans. She's a white female, blonde, short hair, blue eyes, 5'3", 199 pounds. Anyone with any information is asked to call the Roanoke County Police Department at 540-562-3265.
Justin Powers, missing from Belleville, Illinois, since January 7th, 2023. He's 13 years old, male. He's white, blonde hair, blue eyes, 4'11", about 140 pounds. His picture shows that he has a lazy eye that veers into the right and there's the bridge of his nose. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, 1-800-THE-LOST. Or the Belleville Police Department in Illinois at 618-234-1212.
Missouri missing. Missing date, January 15th. Oh, this is a cold case. January 15th, 2019. Missouri State Highway Patrol Missing Persons Clearinghouse has asked us to share their flyer. Michael Waters, date of last contact, January 15, 2019. Age of disappearance, it was 63. He's a white male, brown short hair, brown eyes, 5'11", 170 pounds. He went missing from St. Charles, Missouri. Michael Waters left his residence at 11 a.m. on January 15, 2019. He left his phone, car keys, and a note saying goodbye to his family. Mr. Waters has made suicidal comments to his family over the last year. He was last seen wearing a gray jacket, black vest, jeans, and brown boots. If anyone has any information regarding Michael's whereabouts, please contact the St. Charles City Police Department at 636-949-3300.
Brooklyn Ford, 9 years old. She's white, female, brown eyes, blonde or strawberry hair, 4'9", 125 pounds. Last seen wearing a red sweatshirt. And then it goes on to say, to all my South Dakota friends, please keep an eye out for Jeff Yexley and my daughter, Brooklyn Ford. He has kidnapped her. If you see them, call Clark County Sheriff's Police Department. He'll probably be going to Minnesota, but who knows at this point, he could be going to any state. So keep your eye open. An APB is being put out. Jeff is wanted for kidnapping, custodial interference, and more. If you see him, call your local PD. His license plate number is 18H837, and it's a red F-150 1998 model.
Caitlin Ty is missing from the Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, since January 6, 2023. She's a white female, age 15, 5'3", 130 pounds. Hair is sandy, shoulder length. She has piercings in her nose. She was last seen at her home in the area of East Fernand Hill Road and East Traditional Trail in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, around 11:30 p.m. on January 6, 2023. If you have any information, contact the Kootenai County Sheriff's Office at 208-446-2257.
This is a cold case from Moundsview, Minnesota. Haley Amar, 31 years old. Her birth date is 3/27/91, female, white, 5'7", 120 pounds. Brown hair, blue eyes. Last contact was 12/3/2015. Haley was reported missing by her mother in December of 2015. No one has heard from her. Haley has multiple tattoos on both arms, wrist and back, including a lotus tattoo on her right upper arm and a tattoo of the Minneapolis skyline on her lower back. Any information, call Moundsview Police Department at 763-717-4070.
Okay, a missing child out of Cyril, Oklahoma. Authorities are searching for a missing four-year-old in Caddo County. Officials say four-year-old Athena Brownfield was last seen at home near Nebraska Ave and 3rd Street in Cyril, Oklahoma on January 8, 2023. The investigation began on January 10, 2023 at 2 p.m. when a postal carrier reported finding Athena's 5-year-old sister near their home. The postal carrier reported the incident to the Cyril Police Department, and that was when it was discovered Athena was missing. Authorities are asking that anyone with a residence or business in Cyril that has a video doorbell camera come to the Family Life Church and notify law enforcement. According to a family member, she is extremely shy. She's a white female, age 4, brown, shoulder-length hair, 3 foot, 48 pounds. If you have any information about Athena's whereabouts, contact the OSBI tip line at 800-522-8017 or email tips@osbi.ok.gov.
Hinckley, Minnesota, 54 years old. Birth date is 1-4-68. She's female, white, 5'4", 185 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Lost contact was 6-2-2004 from Hinckley, Minnesota. Wendy was last seen near Grand Casino Hinckley on the 700 block of Lady Luck Drive in Hinckley, Minnesota. She has a medical condition that requires medication. Wendy did not have her medication with her when she was last seen. She usually smokes generic cigarettes and wears a watch with a leather band. Any information, call the St. Paul Police Department at 320-251-1200.
Bemidji Police Department, Bemidji, Minnesota, is asking for the public's assistance in locating 27-year-old Austin Schoenborn. Austin was reported as missing on January 11, 2023, and was last seen on the light rail traveling to St. Paul from MPLS on 12-18-2022 or 12-19-2022. Austin Schoenbaum is 5'10", weighs 145 pounds, has brown short hair, brown eyes, and a mustache. He was last seen wearing blue or black jeans, black shirt, had a backpack with him. He has a tattoo of DEFOE, on his wrist or forearm. If you have any information on Austin Schoenburn's whereabouts, please contact the Bemidji Police Department at 218-333-9111.
Columbus, Ohio, Miranda Bishop, missing since January 10th, 2023. She's 16 years old, female, black, 5'4", 110 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. She was wearing a black jacket, blue jeans, and black sandals. She has her nose and left ear pierced and a possible neck tattoo. Any information, contact the Columbus Police Department at 614-645-4545.
Baltimore, Maryland. Versi May Spell. Missing since 10-19-2022. She's 75 years old at time of disappearance. Black female. Medium complexion, 5'5". 140 pounds, gray hair, medium length, brown eyes. Versailles was last seen at a residence located in a 3900 block of Barrington Road and was last seen wearing a black shirt, black leggings, and black shoes. She uses a walker or cane to walk. According to family, someone broke into Versailles' home while she was inside. She hasn't been seen or heard from since. She does wear glasses, too. Anyone with information, please contact the Baltimore Police Department at 410-396-2466.
Fairfield, Ohio, Joshua Henry, 15 years old, missing since January 11th, 2023. He's male, black, 6'3", 170 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. He was last seen wearing a black and gray sweatsuit and tennis shoes. Any information, call the Fairfield Police Department at 513-829-8201.
Virginia Beach, Virginia, department is asking for the public's help in locating missing Carolyn Banks. Was last seen in Virginia Beach, Virginia on December 31st, 2022. Carolyn has a tattoo of the Nirvana smiley face on her left calf, wears braces, and has a septum ring. She may be in the Richmond area with an 18-year-old female. Carolyn has a medical condition that requires medication and may need medical attention. She's a white female, 15 years old, brown hair, but she changes her color often, blue eyes, 5'4", 113 pounds. If you see her, please approach with caution and call the Virginia Police Department at 757-385-2703.
LaShonda Lenore, missing from Fargo, North Dakota, since December 15th, 2022. 17 years old, female, American Indian, black hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 160 pounds. She may be in the local area, or she may travel to West Fargo, Devil's Lake, Spirit Lake, or Ground Forks, North Dakota, or Minneapolis, Minnesota. She may change her hair color. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, 1-800-LOST, or the Fargo Police Department in North Dakota at 701-235-4493.
Tennessee Missing Persons Alert. Hi, this is my dad, Josh McCulloch. He is 41 years old, white male, blue eyes, 5'6", 150 to 180 pounds. He went up to Nashville to live in a sober living house because he is an addict. A few days after being there, he came in high. And when confronted, he left. A few more days go by, I get a call from him. He said that he was calling from a phone at a gas station. He said that he was robbed, very likely fabricated, was kicked out, and is now on the streets. He said he had pneumonia, and the last thing he told me was, if you don't hear from me soon, then I'm dead. That was almost a month and a half ago. I was the last person who spoke to him. No one has seen or heard from him. A missing persons report was filed in Nashville, but they said because of his drug history, it is low priority, so they are doing nothing. My dad struggles with a lot, but he has always been a loving dad. This is very unlike him. I just want to know he's okay. I've shared and posted about him on every platform and multiple groups on Facebook. If anyone hears from him or has seen him, please contact me. Great. And then it doesn't have
a phone number.
McCulloch on Facebook.
Mariana, J-I-R-E. Sharni Spalding, missing from Barberton. Doesn't say the state. This is since 11/1/2022. She was 24 when she went missing. She's 25 now. She's female. She's black. 5'6". 250 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Contact Barberton Police at 330-745-2181. And she may be driving a gold 2007 Chevy Impala. Now I'm done.
Jessen,
your turn.
Jessen Twiss. Missing from Minneapolis, Minnesota. He's an indigenous male, 12-year-old, 5 foot, 90 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. He was last seen January 7th, 2023. If you have any information on his whereabouts, please call 911 or 1-800-843-5678 or contact the Minneapolis Police Department at 612-673-3000.
Jay Quinn Blindman, 14 years old, male, brown eyes, black hair, 5'9", 150 pounds, last seen wearing black shoes, black pants. He kind of looks like he's Native American. Any information, call the Aberdeen Police Department at 605-626-7911 or Moline Stoneman at 605-277-6066 or Lisa Yellow Bird Chase, 701-893-6841.
Deanna Conley, missing since January 11, 2023, from Germantown, Maryland. It's a white female, 14 years old, red hair, shoulder length, brown eyes, 5'4", 140 pounds. The juvenile is missing from Germantown, Montgomery County, Maryland. Deanna currently has her hair dyed red. She has both nostrils pierced, and she has a tattoo of a butterfly and the word loyalty on her right forearm. Don't hesitate. Call 911 or the Montgomery County Police Department at 301-279-8000.
Athena Brownfield, 4 years old, missing around 2 p.m. Tuesday, January 10th, 2023. She was last seen near her home in the 200 block of West Nebraska in Cyril, Oklahoma. I think you did this one. She could have been missing since Friday, January 6th, 2023. How does a few days go in between without knowing your kid is missing?
Right.
4 years old, 3 feet, 35 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes. She was last seen wearing a pink hoodie with a butterfly on it. Pink pants, pink bow. Any information, call the Sierra Police Department at 580-464-2216 or the OSBI tip line at 1-800-522-8017.
I'm finding More located safe.
Good. Good deal.
Okay, we got a runaway from North Dakota. Stephen Rickers Gerard, 15-year-old white male, 6 foot, 180 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes. He was last seen wearing a red KUM and Go beanie, gray hoodie, black sweatpants, brown tennis shoes, mobilizer on right knee, and uses a crutch. If anyone has any information on the location of Stephen, please contact the Williston Police Department at 701-577-1212. He also wears eyeglasses.
Okay, Rihanna Lynn Cooper Rosendo, endangered, missing since May 1st, 2021. Location, last place she's seen is in Wilkes-Barre, Luzerne County, Pennsylvania. Her birthday is January 11th, 1986. She's 35 years old. She's white, Caucasian, female. 5'2 to 5'4, 130 to 160 pounds. Brown long with normal wave hair, blue eyes. Her nickname was Destiny X. She has a tattoo above the right breast, nap of neck, and bilateral upper arm. Rihanna is an active crack cocaine user and heroin at times. Rihanna has been on the streets most of her adult life. She comes and goes with family. She's close-knit with some of the girls from the streets and always had contact with any of them. There's been no contact from her at all with anyone or on social media. Any information, where's the phone number? 570-208-4201.
Missing from Concordia, Kansas, Jasmine Trumbull. Missing since November 10th, 2022. White female, 17 years old. 5'5", 140 pounds, brown hair, shoulder length, brown eyes. Jasmine Trumbull is a missing endangered runaway who went missing from Concordia, Kansas on November 10, 2022. Jasmine may be with her sister, J.C. Mills, who is also considered a missing endangered runaway. If you have any information regarding Jasmine's disappearance or you know of her whereabouts, please call the Concordia, Kansas Police Department at 785-243-3131.
I want to go back to that last one I did, that Brianna Lynn Cooper Rosendo. I found a little bit more info. She experienced a lot of hardships at the beginning of her life that made the road ahead of her difficult. At the age of 12, Brianna found herself in a juvenile detention facility. Unfortunately, this coincided with the Kids for Cash political scandal in Wilkes-Barre, in which county judges sentenced children with minor infractions to harsh sentences at private juvenile facilities exchanged for cash kickbacks. For four long years, Brianna suffered terrible treatment at the juvenile detention facility. While she tried to get on her feet after her release, Brianna ultimately dropped out of school. The series of events left Brianna without a requisite education and development she needed to succeed. Brianna has altered between periods of sobriety and substance use disorder since she was released from the juvenile detention. Brianna had two sons and strove to be a good mother. Due to her personal struggles, Brianna had been homeless for most of her adult life and altered between living at motels and with significant others and friends. The timeline of Brianna's disappearance is complicated. According to a male friend, in late April 2021, Brianna moved into a male friend's home with an African-American male she met on the app. Male friend states Brianna and the African-American male moved out of his home in May 2021 and moved to Baltimore, and he has not been in contact with Brianna since. Other friends have stated that they saw Brianna at the male's friend's home in July and December of 2021. Most of Brianna's friends last had contact with her in February and March of 2021, where she was living at the Wilkie's Bar Lodge. Brianna had multiple Facebook profiles and used the platform regularly to communicate with family and friends. The last activity on any of Brianna's Facebook profiles was on May 10th, 2021, when she liked an ex-boyfriend's post. Regardless of how difficult her circumstances were, Brianna never went more than a couple of months without contacting her family. The family has not heard from her since her last social media activity. When a family member called Brianna's cell phone in July 2021, another woman answered and was annoyed that people were trying to reach Brianna at the number, stating she had the phone for a couple of months. Brianna's family and authorities believe Brianna is being held against her will and trafficked. Witnesses have come forward with alleged sightings of Brianna after May 2021, placing her at motels around Pennsylvania in the company of the African-American male and other women. Brianna's name has come up multiple times in an ongoing human trafficking investigation. Brianna's family has submitted her case to Name Us, the Doe Network, and the PA Crime Stoppers.
Wow. Daniel Robinson, missing from Buckeye, Arizona, missing since June 23rd, 2021. He's a black 26-year-old male, medium complexion, 5'8", 150 pounds, black short hair, brown eyes. Location last seen, he was leaving his work site in Buckeye, Arizona near Sun Valley Parkway and Cactus Road. He was driving his 2017 blue-gray Jeep Renegade and is believed to have been heading west into desert terrain. On Tuesday, July 20th, 2021, Daniel's vehicle was found 4 miles from his work site in a remote part of the desert. Robinson was hired as a field geologist and moved to Phoenix after he graduated from college in 2019. He oversees sites located in remote desert areas and often works in extreme conditions and travels long distances to work on projects. Anyone with information, please contact the Buckeye Police Department at 623-349-6400. Now that sounds like a suspicious case there.
Yeah. Yep. Miskatene, Iowa. Haley Nicole Penrod, 17 years old. She's 5'5", 130 pounds, blonde hair, brown eyes, and she's white. She may travel out of state. Any information, call the Muscatine, Iowa Police Department at 563-263-9922.
Quentin Maryland, 32-year-old Eric Ford, was last seen on foot in the 5700 block of Kirby Road in Clinton, Maryland on December 24, 2022. He was wearing a tan trench coat, gray hoodie, blue jeans, and black shoes. Eric was diagnosed with schizophrenia a year ago. He's a black male, 32 years old, Clinton, Maryland, medium complexion, 6 foot, 175 pounds, black hair short, eye color is brown. Any information, call the Prince George County Police at 301-856-2660.
Springfield, Ohio. Alexis Vereen, 17 years old, female, white, 5 feet, 105 pounds, brown hair, eye color unknown. Any information, call the Columbus Police Department at 614-645-4545. Did I lose you?
No, I'm here.
There you are.
Parsons, Kansas. Genuine Adams. Missing from Parsons, Kansas, January 8th, 2023. She's a 16-year-old female, 5 foot seven, 201 pounds, black, long hair, brown eyes, wears glasses. She's a missing endangered runaway who went missing from Parsons on January 8, 2023. It is believed that Genuine may be in the Fort Scott, Kansas area. She has a hoop ring in the left side of her nose. If anyone has any information regarding Genuine's disappearance or know her whereabouts, please call the Parsons, Kansas Police Department at 620-421-7060.
Cleveland, Ohio. Andrew Jenkins, Jr., 16 years old. Male, is black, 5'10", 165 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. I was last known to be wearing a red hoodie and blue jeans. Any information, call the Cleveland Police Department at 216-623-5262.
Steve Niedermeyer. Missing from Altoona, PA. He's a white male, 14 years old, blonde hair, short, blue eyes, 5 foot four, 110 pounds. The Altoona Police Department is attempting to locate a missing 14-year-old juvenile. Mickey Niedermeyer was last seen at his residence in Altoona, PA on October 28, 2022, between 11:30 and midnight. It is believed he left his residence overnight. He may travel to Hollidaysburg or Tyrone, PA. He is believed to be wearing a black sweatshirt, black sweatpants, and black shoes. His family and friends are concerned for his well-being. Anyone with information on Mickey's location is asked to contact the Altoona Police Department at 814-949-2489.
Stephen Bryan, missing from Indianapolis, Indiana. 3 years old. Male, white, light brown hair, blue eyes, 3'5", 32 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678. 1-800-LOST or the Mooresville Police Department in Indiana at 317-831-3434.
Riviera Beach, Florida. 11-year-old Jelaya Williams has been missing since January 5th, 2023. Her father dropped her off at her bus stop around 8:40 a.m. When he returned to the bus stop located at Lakeshore Drive in East 27th Street in Rivera Beach around 4:30 p.m., Jalea wasn't there. Jalea's father believes an estranged relative took her from the bus stop and possibly drove across state lines. She's 11 years old, black female, medium complexion, 5'2", 125 pounds, long brown hair, brown eyes. She has long braids and was last seen wearing a turquoise polo shirt with Arrow 87 on it, khaki shorts with pink, gray, and white Nike shoes. She was also carrying a pink Nike backpack. Anyone with information, please contact the Palm Beach County Schools Police Department at 561-434-8700.
Bobby Miller, missing from South Dakota, 23 years old. American Indian, Alaska Native, or she is. American Indian, Alaska Native, female, brown eyes, brown hair, 5'5", 125 pounds. She was last seen wearing a white shirt. Any information, call 605-394-4131.
Williston Police Department in North Dakota. Runaway, Levi Rutgers Gerard, 12-year-old white male, 5 foot, 90 pounds, brown, crew-cut hair, blue eyes, last seen wearing a beanie, leather, maroon, jacket, jeans, and tennis shoes. Anyone has information on the location of Levi, contact the Williston Police Department at 701-577-1212.
Kobe Roach, 24 years old, brown hair, brown eyes, 6'1", 200 pounds. Last seen in Waverly, Ohio on the evening of July 6, 2020. Let's see. Any information? Oh, where's the phone number? I thought I'd just seen it. There's no phone number. So call the Ohio, Waverly, Ohio Police Department.
Sloan Carroll, white female, 16 years old, purple green hair, long, blue eyes, 5'11", 130 pounds. The Loudoun County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's assistance to help locate 16-year-old juvenile from Aldi, Virginia. Sloan Carroll was last seen at school in the 700 block of Children's Center Road, Leesburg, on Thursday, January 5th, 2023. There is concern for her well-being due to physical and or health concerns. If you have any information regarding Sloan's whereabouts, you are asked to call Detective C. Sajetsky of the Loudoun County Sheriff's Office at 703-777-1021.
Dean Morrison, missing from Lawrence, Kansas, since April 2nd, 2022. 42 years old, 6 feet, 155 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Dean is a homeless individual in Lawrence, Kansas. He was last seen by anyone who is a part of his family on April 2nd, 2022. Dean usually rides a bus or is on foot or a bicycle. He may have shaved off his beard. He was known to be wearing a dark blue Adidas windbreaker type pants and bright yellow shoes. He may be carrying a black backpack with a small green Free State High School logo on it. He has no vehicle. If you know his whereabouts, call the Lawrence, Kansas Police Department at 785-832-7509 or the KBI at 785-296-4017.
Newman, Georgia. Tiffany Foster. Tiffany was last seen leaving her home in the 2800 Lakeside Way in Newnan on March 1st, 2021. Her car was discovered in Fulton County on March 7th, 2021, a week after she disappeared inside the 2020 charcoal gray Nissan Maxima. Investigators found a purse, debit card, and keys, but no cell phone. She's a black female, been missing since March 1st, 2021, 37 years old, black female, light skin, 5'2", 220 pounds, black long hair, hazel eyes, pierced ears. Tiffany was last reported being seen at Lakeside Apartments in Newnan, Georgia. Her vehicle was located in Fulton County with her personal belongings still inside. Anyone with information, please contact the Coweta County Sheriff's Office at 770-253-1502.
This is John Doe. Our featured case of January is Chattanooga Birchwood John Doe, a victim of homicide whose remains were discovered in Birchwood, Tennessee in 2006. DNA matches indicate ancestry in the southern United States. He was wearing a Tom and Jerry Easily Amused t-shirt. Likely ancestors to be from Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, or other southern states. Top DNA match of 404 centimorgans, but complicated family tree dynamics inhibiting identification. Where did you send the information to? To the Chattanooga homicide. No phone number.
Caden Black, missing since December 17th, 2022, from Wrightsville, PA. Is a 19-year-old biracial male, 19 years old, light complexion, 5'10", 160 pounds, brown hair, short, brown eye color. Caden was last seen on December 17th at his home in Wrightsville. Black failed to show up for work at Delauer's A1 Moving Helpers on Monday, December 19th. His phone stopped pinging at 9:28 a.m. on the 18th. Anyone with information, please contact the Lower Windsor Township Police Department at 717-244-8055.
April Nicole Geyer and Rosina a Rosanna Marie Forkham, have been missing from St. Cloud, Minnesota since August 14, 1998. On that day, April 21st, left her home in Malacca, Minnesota with Rosanna, 15. Initially, investigators believed the two had run away as they had before. However, a witness came forward to share that both girls were at a party in St. Cloud that night. He also said that his friend strangled both girls after the party at his apartment. He claimed that he helped bury both bodies. Police did many searches of the area indicated by this witness. However, no evidence was found of either girl. It is possible the girls hitchhiked from the party. Both girls had run away together before, but they always called their families when they were gone. Neither girl has called home since that day. April, born July 9, 1977, was native. She was 5'2", 140 pounds with brown hair and eyes at the time. She was possibly wearing a black oversized tee with bike shorts and jean shorts. She had struggled with meth and alcohol dependence at the time. She had been depressed at the time, having lost her boyfriend in a drowning the year before. She left behind one child. Rosanna, born December 3rd, 1982, was white, and she was 5'5", 5'6", 110 pounds, with brown hair and eyes. She went by Rose and Rosie. She had recently completed a juvenile program for truant kids. She had been planning to run away to California with April that summer, according to a friend. Both girls are missed and have families still searching for them. Please call the Mille Lacs County Sheriff's Office at 320-983-8250 with any information on the disappearance of the girls.
Orlando, Florida. 19-year-old Marissa Burton was last seen on December 22, 2022 at Flamingo Crossings East, the Disney College Program housing community. She's a black female, 19 years old, dark complected, 5'6", 130 pounds, black long hair, brown eyes. Marissa was last seen on December 22nd. Okay, I already read that. Family, along with Orange County Sheriffs, are concerned about her welfare and whereabouts. She is originally from Houston, Texas, but has been in Central Florida for the college program since January of 2022. Anyone with information, please contact the Orange County Sheriff's Department at 407-246-3950.
Marcia Love, missing from Cincinnati, Ohio, since January 4, 2023. 17 years old, female, black, 5'7", 100 pounds, brown eyes. She was wearing a black scrub top, a gray zip-up, black pants, white Nikes, and carrying a clear purse with gold chains. If located, approach with caution. Any information, contact the Cincinnati Police Department Personal Crime Unit at 513-352-6474.
Tiana Maestas, 16-year-old female, brown hair, shoulder length, brown eyes, 5'1", 110 pounds. Law enforcement in Albuquerque, New Mexico are asking for the public's assistance in locating a local teenager who is missing. Tiana Maestas was last seen at her family's North Valley home in Albuquerque around 8:30 p.m. on December 27, 2022. No one has seen or heard from Tiana since she went to bed that evening. This is not typical behavior, and her family is extremely concerned for her well-being. If you have any information on the whereabouts of Tiana, please contact the Albuquerque Police Department, 502-242-2677.
Brenda Sue Sicca, from missing from Huntsville, Alabama. White female, 43 years old. She'd be 49 now. 5 feet, 100 pounds. Long black hair, brown eyes. Got a panther tattoo on her outer left thigh. Female, outer right thigh. Moon on the left shoulder, sun right shoulder, cross back of neck. Any information, call 256-427-5476.
Oh, American.
Good, I'm seeing more found safe.
Damn it.
Want me to go?
I'm just getting past a lot of missing that were located.
Well, there's none getting located in the north, that's for damn sure.
Nah. Larissa Renee Eckenhorst. Missing from Moody, Texas, December 25th, 2022. 17-year-old female, 5'2", 190 pounds, brown hair, shoulder length, brown eyes. Larissa went missing from Moody, Texas on December 25th, 2022. She was last seen leaving her home in the Moody area of Bell County, Texas. If you have any information regarding Larissa's disappearance or know her whereabouts, please call the Bell County, Texas Sheriff's Office at 254-933-5412.
Harmony Montgomery, missing since November 22nd, 2022, from Mount Vernon, Illinois. 16 years old, female, black hair, brown eyes, 5'2", 102 pounds. And her one picture shows she's got, like, really bright orange hair. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, 1-800-THE-LOST, or the Mount Vernon Police Department in Illinois at 618-242-2131.
Haley Henderson, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Missing since December 23rd, 2022. She's a white female, 19 years old, 5'6", 175 pounds, light brown blonde, shoulder-length hair, blue eyes. She went missing from Oklahoma City on December 23rd, 2022. She left the family home located in the 5800 block of Shiloh Boulevard under suspicious circumstances at 11:35 p.m. on December 23rd. It is unknown at this time who Haley left with. She is considered vulnerable. If you have any information regarding Haley's disappearance or know her whereabouts, please call 911 immediately or call the Oklahoma City Police Department Southwest Division at 405-297-1177.
Jaslina Dreaming Bear, missing since Earth. She's 14 years old, missing since 12/28/2022. American Indian, Alaskan Native. She's female, brown eyes, brown hair, 5'2", 120 pounds. She's last seen wearing a black sweater, cut-up deep blue jeans, black sneakers, and carrying a small pink backpack. Jaslina has shoulder-length brown hair with two blonde pieces in front. Any information, call 605-394-4131.
Teresa Morrison, missing since February 26, 2021. 40 years old, Chicago, Illinois. She's a black female, dark complexion, 4 foot 11, 140 pounds, black long hair, brown eyes. On February 26, 2021, Teresa dropped her daughter off at Earl and okay, I can speak.
Use your words.
At Earl Elementary School in the 2000 block of West 62nd Street. She was supposed to meet with her son in the morning hours of the same day. He tried multiple times to reach his mom by cell phone, but she never answered any of his calls. Teresa was last seen driving her vehicle in the 6900 block of South Troop Street. On March 1st, 2021, authorities found Teresa's silver 2016 Porsche Cayenne SUV parked in a tow zone near Birchwood and Winchester Ave in a 7400 block of North Winchester Ave. The vehicle was found about 20 miles from her home. Any information, please contact the Chicago Police Department, Area 1 SVU at 312-747-8380.
Hold on here. Bo Duran, 28 years old, American Indian, Alaska Native, male, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'10", 172 pounds. Missing from Rapid City, South Dakota. Any information, call 605-394-4131.
Ronald Henry. Oh, I did this one already. Carly DeVere, missing from Salina, Kansas, missing since December 11, 2022, 25-year-old, white female, 5'3", 80 pounds, blonde hair, shoulder length, blue eyes. If you have any information regarding Carly's disappearance or know of her whereabouts, please call the Salina, Kansas City Police Department at 785-826-7210.
Donovan Whiteface Jr., missing since 12/29/2022, 21 years old, American Indian, Alaskan Native, male, brown eyes, brown hair, 5'7", 120 pounds. He was last seen wearing black, white Vans hoodie, black or red sweatpants, and a red Chicago Bulls baseball hat. Donovan wears black eyeglasses. Any information, call 605-367-7000.
Heather Kelly, missing from Kalamazoo, Michigan. Missing since December 10th, 2022. 35-year-old white female, 5'10", 130 pounds. Long blonde hair, brown eyes, wears glasses, tattoos. Lion / rose on the right forearm, dream catcher on left forearm, tattoo on left thigh and right ankle as well. Always wears silver heart necklace. Empty truck found at Sprinkle, East Michigan. left their Kalamazoo home about 9 p.m. Saturday, December 10, 2022. She spoke to her kids on the phone about 10:20 p.m., stating she would be home shortly. She never arrived. Her truck was found next day abandoned. If you have any information about the location or the disappearance, call the Kalamazoo County Central Dispatch at 269-488-8911.
Sally Hall, 58 years old, brown hair, dyed blonde, brown eyes, 5'7", 120 to 130 pounds. She was last seen at a shelter on Market Street in Akron, Ohio. Her EBT card was last used December 20th, 2022. Sally's debit card was loaded today and hasn't been touched since December 19th, 2022. Her clothing description is unknown. She left her phone at the shelter. Sally suffers from mental health paranoia issues from past trauma and is without her needed medication. Any information regarding her whereabouts, contact the Akron Police Department at 330-375-2552.
Valentina Martorella, last seen in Brooklyn, New York, date missing September 28th, 2021. So she'd be 10 now. She's a white female, 10 years old now, blonde shoulder-length hair, blue eyes, 4'6", 70 pounds. If you have any information, please contact the FBI at 212-384-2921 or call 1-800-843-5678.
$5,000 reward being offered for information on missing Portage mother, Heather Kelly. The Kalamazoo County Sheriff's Office asked for the public's help Friday, defining Heather Kelly, a missing Portage mother of eight. Evidence suggests Kelly may be a victim of violent crime, according to the Sheriff's Office. She left her Kalamazoo County home December 10th around 9 p.m., according to family members. In a phone call nearly an hour later, she told her kids she would be home shortly. However, she was never heard from again, according to the missing persons report file. File December 11th at the Portage Public Safety Department. Kelly's vehicle was found abandoned in Comstock Township near East Michigan Avenue and North Sprinkle Road the day after she went missing, according to Kelly's family. Evidence found the helicopter searches for missing Kalamazoo County mother vehicle located abandoned. Silent observers offering a reward of up to $5,000 to anyone who provides information that leads to Kelly's whereabouts, according to the sheriff's office. Anyone who may have further information is asked to contact the Kalamazoo County Sheriff's Office at 269-383-8748, Silent Observer at 269-343-2100, or submit a tip online. The Sheriff's Office is working with the Portage Department of Public Safety. There isn't no description of her, but she's white, kind of blondish, dark blonde hair, light brown hair, looks like brown eyes. She looks like she likes the hoop earrings, and that's all I can give you.
Jennifer Araceli, age 13, Hispanic female, 5'3", 120 pounds, shoulder length black hair, brown eyes. Missing from Little Rock, Arkansas. Miss Araceli's last known location was in Little Rock, Arkansas, Anyone with information regarding the whereabouts or location of Miss Araceli, please contact Detective Boyd at 501-404-3016 or Detective Deering at
501-404-3014. Wichita, Kansas. Endangered missing since September 28, 2020. Last seen in Wichita, Sedgwick County, Kansas. 15 years old, white male, 5'8", 130 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. That's unknown. Joseph was last seen September 28th. His brother, Gabriel, is also missing. It doesn't have no information about any of that. Phone number, let's see. Any information, call the Wichita Police Department, Detective John Bagney at 316-268-4659.
Opelika, Alabama. 68-year-old Jimmy Roy Smith of Coosetta, Alabama, was last seen on November 19, 2022, when he was dropped off near the Greater Peace Child Development Center on Fox Run Parkway. He's a black male, 68 years old, dark complexion, 5'9", 150 pounds, bald, brown eyes. He does have a full beard, mustache, and goatee that has gray and a little bit of black going through it. Any information, please contact the Opelika Police Department at 334-705-5200.
David Marchand, 18 years old, missing from Des Moines, Iowa since January 1st, 2001. He's 5'3", 168 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes, Hispanic. Clothes, he usually wears Docker-type pants and button-down collar shirts, and his left ear is pierced. On his chest and hands, he has the word in memoria. This is Spanish. I can't read Spanish. In memoria de mi Jeff. Piquito, and the word dice. I hope I didn't and destroy that too much, Ad. any information, call the Des Moines, Iowa Police Department, Detective Brian Mathis at 515-283-4811.
Cassandra Davis, missing from Wichita, Kansas. Missing since December 6, 2022. She's a black female, 37 years old, 5'6", 165 pounds, black shoulder-length hair, brown eyes. She went missing from... I already said that. Her family last contacted her on December 6th. Cassandra is a member of the homeless community and has allergies severe enough for her to carry an EpiPen with her. If you have any information regarding Cassandra's disappearance or you know of her whereabouts, please call 911 immediately or call the Wichita, Kansas Police Department at 316-263-6011.
This is a long one. her son, firstborn, and her first birthday present. Yes, he struggled with addiction. That doesn't make him any less deserving and being taken seriously as a missing person. Brian was last seen by his ex-roommate at 3650 South 14th Street at 3:30 p.m. on April 4, 2022. Brian left on foot wearing dark jeans, black zipper fleece, blue beanie, and brown work boots. He was carrying a blue-black backpack. Later that day, he was seen on a porch security cam at 3132 South 8th Street, 410 at 4:10 p.m. with his backpack and white trash bag in his hand. And then passing by, looking at the house again at 4:30 without the trash bag. A conversation took place where she said he was going to get ready, and what sounds like her son says, "I'm going to wait for you." Ryan's last message was at 2:11 a.m., April 5th, 2022. Nobody has seen or heard from Ryan since. His cell phone was found sometime Thursday morning in the alley of 8th Street, exact location unknown. His backpack was found back at 3650 South 8th Street, leaning up against the house, opened around 3:30 by his ex-roommate, 2022. She reported Ryan missing April 6, 2022. She let the officer know Ryan had mental issues and was on numerous medications. He was also suicidal. According to the MPD standard, Ryan should have been listed as critically missing. He never was, and they refused to do so. The police didn't consider any foul to have taken place, even though his cell phone was found in the alley and backpack blocks away. I kept being told he's probably fine and just held up somewhere. I kept telling him it's not like her son not to be in contact with his family. He also wouldn't have taken the only clothes and toiletries he had and leave them blocks away. Because Ryan wasn't deemed critically missing, only one news station would list him. Worse than that, Waukesha Canine Search and Rescue searched out to me April 6th, wanting to help, reached out to me and wanted to help. Unfortunately, they could not step in unless MPD approved. MPD never returned a call to Waukesha Search and Rescue. My son had the chance of being searched for and was denied, plain and simple. We are now going on 9 months and my son is still missing. I reached out to Aqua Search and unfortunately they can't help unless MPD gives them approval or MPD requests their help. I forwarded this information to the officer handling her son's case and told the MPD doesn't allow outside help. Not once, but now twice, her son has been denied. How is this even possible? Everything about the way my son's case is handled is completely disturbing. She wants her son, siblings want their brother, grandparents want their grandson. Her son deserves justice. Please share the story and help bring Ryan home, if only to be laid to rest. And there is no phone number. It's name us at #MP91279. I was going to look at pictures, have it just.
And that could be the last one for this evening.
All righty.
You have anything to add? Subtract?
Nope, not yet. Oh, here's the one that's been missing from St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin for 13 years now. Rosemarie Bly. I'll just share it. You can end the show.
All right. I appreciate you again for being with me tonight.
Not a problem.
I thank everybody that tuned in tonight, and again, share all missing persons flyers everywhere. You never know if you're that one key to the puzzle, and if you're too nervous to give out the information, contact Luna Munson or Bobby Ormsby, and we'll be glad to forward it to the proper authorities. Once again, thank you for tuning in tonight. God bless America. God bless our missing, our first responders, our veterans, our military, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.